Hello, everybody. Hello. If we could all just calm down, we'll get the show started. My name is Tawny. Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. I'm very excited to be here today for this special midweek edition of Sunday Morning Mimosa. Let's get quiet, everybody, and we'll start. If you could take a seat. Take a seat, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I need everyone to the set. Are we all set over there? Okay. Marianne, we're okay in the sound booth? Okay, great. All right, everybody. And we're on in 5, 4, 3. Hit it!
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi,
welcome
everyone
to this midweek edition of Sunday Morning Mimosa.com. Let's take a seat. Take a seat, everybody. Thank you, Tawny. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We love you, too. We love you, too. All right.
We love you.
Okay. All right. What a week, huh?
Wow.
What a week.
I know. Such a long week.
Let's just get everybody situated, and we'll get started here.
Just a second.
Make yourselves comfortable. Well, all right. How's everybody doing today? We've all got our mimosas. We're all set to go.
Yeah,
I know it's not Sunday, but
no.
You know, our good friend Steven is still sick.
Sick as a dog.
So
sick as a dog.
We didn't get to do a show this Sunday.
No.
But here we are, Tawny and I, ready to bring you a special midweek edition of Sunday Morning Mimosa. Isn't that right, Tawny?
That's right, midweek Sunday Morning
Tawny,
Mimosa.
I know it's been a little while.
Yeah,
you've taken a job.
Well, I mean, I had to take a job, third job, actually, at the Happy Oaks Family Trailer Park Family Bar and Grill as a waitress. I like to call myself a server, not a waitress. I don't want to contribute to, sexual stereotypes and all things of that nature. So, no to Proposition 8.
Exactly.
And I'm starting my quest to end Proposition 8 by getting rid of the label waitress and going by people server.
All right, well.
So that's what I do. I'm a people server.
All right, I don't know if that's what it's about.
At Happy Oaks Trailer Family Park Family Bar and Grill.
That's right.
So if you ever want, come down for karaoke if you'd like, every Friday night.
That's a good time.
It's great. Me and my best friend, Loretta, she's my supervisor.
How is Loretta?
She's head waitress, so.
Okay.
She's not really a supervisor. But I've been pining for the supervisor position there, but.
Really?
I'm not sure if I have time, so I don't know if I'll do it, but here we are. I'm back at Sunday Morning Mimosa this week, which is really nice. I spend most of my days now at school. Where I go to Queens Community College night school, which now I have to go during the day because at night I'm a waitress. I mean, food server, people server.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a people server. And so everything's all confused. I lost about 18 credits switching from night school to day school.
Ooh, that's
so
good.
I'm going to be there a little bit longer than I anticipated. But, I think it's worth it. I really do. I'm making some good money.
Well,
not really good money. I'm making about as much here as I did. I'm making about as much being a people server now as I did when I was a unpaid intern.
Really?
Here at Sunday Morning Mimosa. So
okay,
but it's okay. It's okay, and my dogs, my babies.
Yeah.
How Robert are they? David McDaniels and Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels, my Rottweilers. They're doing good. And my boyfriend, Jermaine, and I, we're doing pretty good, too. He hasn't found any work yet.
No.
But
I'm sure he's trying hard.
I think, the future's looking pretty good. So.
All right,
let's get this show started.
Yeah, let's get started. First of all, let's give a big shout-out to our friend, Steven. I hope he's feeling better.
And hi, Steven. Feel better, Steven.
Getting rid of this flu or whatever it is that he has. It's going around, and it is not nice.
It's not pretty.
But I think... Let's get right into things here. Last Friday, SundayMorningMimosa.com presented the Showgirls and the Comeback live at the Duplex here in New York City, which is just so amazing. We've been selling out. We've had wait lists. It's been great. We've had some really amazing guests, people from Project Runway, some Billboard's Hot 100 dance recording artists.
That's right.
It's really been... pretty unbelievable, and we're so excited and so fortunate to have you guys, our friends and fans, support us like you do. We really appreciate it.
It's true. I mean, I never thought, you know, oh, God. It's really just amazing, and the show is so funny. You know, it stars Aunt Anita and Aunt
That's Gina. Right. My Aunt Anita M. Buffum, and Steven's Aunt Gina Marie Rizzoli, who you all know and love, are starring in the show, and it's actually their big comeback show. After 25 years of being off the stage, they're now back being the powerhouse showgirls that they are. I believe they're getting ready for a holiday show at the Duplex on Friday, December 12th, and Friday, December 19th, a limited engagement. So make sure you be on the lookout for making reservations for that. So SundayMorningMimosa.com is very excited to be presenting Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina and all of their live stage shows, and we're so excited to have you all in attendance, and all your feedback on Facebook and MySpace and our website is just really phenomenal. So thank you so much for all that, everybody. And, you know, I guess kind of as a thank you, we've brought back a segment that you guys all know and love, but we haven't done it in a long time.
No, we haven't.
Called Celebrity News.
That's right. So ladies and gentlemen, let's just get right to it. This week's edition of Celebrity News. I'm Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny.
And I'm James, and you're listening to Sunday Morning Mimosa presents Celebrity News.
Thanks for joining us. My name is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. And here are today's top stories.
First up, music news. Here's me being sarcastic. Mariah Carey is not a whore. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon are good role models. Apparently, the recently wed couple waited until their wedding night before they got their freak nasty on. Mariah said, "It's not that we had no intimacy. We just didn't have complete intimacy." We here at Sunday Morning Mimosa thinks this sends a great message to young girls. You can whore yourself out, ladies, as long as you don't use your vajayjay. The couple dated a whole 2 months before getting hitched. Nothing like having sex with a stranger on your wedding night.
And in lesbian news, not only is she a douche, but she is a maybe lesbo. We all know that Lindsay Lohan is a douche. But did we know that she's a lesbian? Maybe. When asked by reporters if she was bisexual, Lindsay Lohan's reply was,
"Yeah, maybe. I love your bracelet."
Remember a while back when Lohan lashed out at Ashley Olsen for saying hello to her supposed BFF, Samantha Ronson, telling her to get her 15-year-old full ass away from her girlfriend? We're willing to bet that this season, maybe, is the new yes. Oh, and this just in. Britney Spears' son is hospitalized after toddler detox. Britney's son, 2-year-old Jaden James, has been hospitalized for what is said to be an allergic reaction. Doctors say the toddler had a reaction to something he ingested, which caused a bad reaction. Earlier allegations that Jaden had a seizure have been squashed and are said to be false. It's obvious what happened here, everybody. Jaden James was having withdrawal symptoms for being cut off from Starbucks fraps, Cheetos, and crack as a result of his mom's healthy new lifestyle.
And finally tonight, SundayMorningMimosa.com and a bunch of queers. The hit comedy show SundayMorningMimosa.com has been invited to Out Magazine's Out 100 Awards. Sunday Morning Mimosa is so excited to be surrounded by such celebs as Ellen, Katie Lang, RuPaul, T.R. Knight, Doogie Howser himself, Neil Patrick Harris, Chad Allen from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, Gloria Victoria of Astoria, and their very own Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny.
That's right.
Who knows? Maybe the douche herself will show up.
You mean Lindsay Lohan?
We've also heard rumors that Katy Perry will be there. Probably because she's so gay. The bitch.
She's so gay.
Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen, and this has been this week's edition of SundayMorningMimosa.com presents
Celebrity News.
Hi,
just called to say I love you, Jermaine. I just called to say how much I care.
Now that you've enjoyed the vocal stylings of Johnny R. LaFontaine and myself, James, we're going to go into one of our brand new segments we call We Just Called to Say We Love You with our good friends, Freddie and Drunken John. Take it away, guys.
They always got to respond to bad food. They got to.
Thank you for calling United Walmart. How may I help you?
My eggs are bad. I gave them to my kids. And they're puking. Let me speak to your manager.
Hold on. Is this about me, Mike?
Yeah, is this about the eggs?
No. What did you need?
I gave my kids some eggs and they got sick today.
Okay.
I bought them from Walmart.
Okay.
Now what are we going to do about this? They shitting all over my carpet.
Okay, well did you cook them properly?
Yes, I fried the eggs.
Okay.
Fried them country style. They over my carpet, shitting all over my carpet. I figure I got it from Walmart, I call you up.
Okay.
Now, what's up? Did I speak to your manager?
Okay, you'd have to call back tomorrow.
Well, I gotta call back tomorrow. They shitting all over my carpet today.
Okay, that's great.
What?
That's just great.
That's just great. So, what am I, maybe I'll bring them back to Walmart.
Intoxicated?
Maybe I'll bring them back to Walmart so they can shit all over the Walmart station.
Sir, are you intoxicated? I'm not
going to
have this conversation.
No, I am not intoxicated.
Right, we'll call back tomorrow when you're
sober. This, I find this interrogating to me. Hello? Hello?
That was awesome. I don't think that was very nice.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been SundayMorningMimosa.com. And enjoy us next week when we're back.
That's right.
Hopefully in full effect with our co-host extraordinaire, Stephen. Thank you to Tony for filling in today. And we will see you
all right, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Bye.